Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Today, I would like to talk to you about focusing on the work God has given you. We would like to look at Nehemiah as he rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. And we want to pick it up in chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. And it reads as follows. Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there were no more breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Praise be to God for this example of Nehemiah. What I want you to know, friends, is that whenever you are doing a mighty work for God, Satan will try to get you off focus. As we see here, Sanballat and Tobiah tried to get Nehemiah to come down in the plain of Ono so that they could kill him, basically. And I'm telling you, if someone wants to get you down to a plain of Ono, I think the name simply tells you not to go there in the plains of Ono. In other words, that's the spirit, Nehemiah's spirit, bearing witness that these people wanted to do him mischief. When you're working for God, you have to stay on course. Satan is as that roaring lion seeking about whom he may devour. And dear friend, God don't want you to be afraid of them. He wants you simply to submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee. If you look at that chapter 4, you see that Nehemiah already told them he wasn't coming down to meet them, but they sent four more times trying to lure Nehemiah off course. That's what Satan does, folks. He likes to lure us off course so that we won't be doing what God has us to do. No matter what your activity is you're doing for the Lord, make sure of your ministry that you're doing for the Lord, because Satan will try to get you off course. You know, I like Nehemiah's response. He says, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Folks, that's what God needs you to do. He needs you to stay on task. He needs you not to come down. There's some lost soul out there counting on you to stay on course, counting on you to do what thus saith the Lord, so that when opposition come, you can simply look it in the face and say, I cannot come down. So Christian, I would like to challenge you today is to refocus on the work that God has given you. Satan will give you so many things to get you off task. I run a personal business, and I'm telling you, I'm over flooded at some times, and it gets me off God's course. But I tell you, I have to hold back the work to say, Lord God, to you be the glory, because you are the first thing in my life. And in order for you to be first in my life, everything else has to be secondary. So whatever your obstacles is in your life, whatever your Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem is, just say, I cannot come down. I'm doing a mighty work for God. Focus on the work God has given you. Satan has got you out there in left field. It's time to come back home. Focus on the task at hand. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.